Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, June the 4th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the Bulawayo Arts Festival, the importance of statues of national heroes, and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, over 680,000 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in phase 2, and at least 264,000 have received their second dose.
The ministry reports that almost 40,000 people have contracted COVID-19 since March last year. 36,680 have recovered, and 1,604 have succumbed to COVID-19.
And being Friday, we are going into the arts. President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday officially opened the Bulawayo Arts Festival. Here is what he had to say.
Music, crafts, design, symbols, the names of key infrastructure must not only project our history, our rich history, but also promote the present development effort, as well as showcase our future aspirations. I exhort all stakeholders to facilitate the growth of the creative cultural industries through providing a conducive and affordable environment for doing business. Distinguished guests, I commend the concerted efforts being made towards promoting the arts and the tourism industries in the city of Bulawayo. The concept of 7 keys under the United Cities and Local Government Initiative provide immense possibilities. These must inform the implementation of the city's development programs and projects for the economic benefit of people and the province. The theme of the 2021 Bulawayo Arts Festival conference, and I quote, enhancing local government participation in cultural governance, and I quote, speaks to the spirit of collaboration and teamwork. The involvement of local authorities in the systems of governance for culture, preservation and promotion of cultural heritage sites remains a priority. I therefore call upon local authorities to continue naming places and recommending buildings for the confirmation of monument status, in conformity with our country's cultural heritage and history.
Hello, Marvelous. Mwakameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuluma ke ngakhona okuthiwa ke yiBulawayo Arts Festival. Umcimbi lo ke wenziwa mnyaka yonke kuBulawayo, ukhanya ngumcimbi omkhulu kakhulu. So lo nyaka bayathaba ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhambile khona ngale waya ukuthi hayi umcimbi lo umcimbi oqakathekileyo kakhulu. Kwezethu ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu basekele ama-artists wonke, abahlabeleli, abagidayo, abalingisi labo bonke, kwezethu labo baphumelele njalo ilizwe liphumelele. Uthi lokhu ke kungabhusta i-tourism yamadolobho, njalo kubhuste i-tourism yelizwe leZimbabwe. So ke Marvelous lapho uyatsho ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kusekelwe ama-artists.
Nao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu Live Talk icho tiri kukupai ndiri kumba ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye nemusi wechishanu June 4, 2021. Nasi tirikutarisa isu zvakawanda tine gango semusi wechishanu kudai. Tirikutarisa nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kuBulawayo uko takaona kuine mitambo yeBulawayo Arts Festival yakawanikwa ichiparurwa ichivhurwa zviri pamutemo nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa makoshero akaita mitambo yakadai uyezve kuti zvinhu zvakadai sezvivezwa mastatue tinoona kuHarare kuna mbuya nehanda vachangobva kuparurwa vari muHarare pari zvino kubulawayowo kune mamwewo mastatue ariko zvakakosha sei izvozvo? Mitambo yakakosha sei? Vanoita mitambo vakakosha sei nyanya panguva ino yeCOVID-19? Tinoziva kuti vazhinji vanga vakavharirwa nemalockdown, asi takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachivhura ivo Bulawayo Arts Festival.
Yes, marvelous. And there were so many artists performing at the event, and one of them is Noma Tabisanga Mkwali Mkwananzi. She sings a lot, and let's just listen to how she did it on the stage. And here we are. It's good to see the president dancing there, you know, to this tune, Halala Lozikeyi, by Noma Tabisanga Mkwali Mkwananzi. So the president was going like, you know, his usual dance, you know. So, and then Opa Mchinguri also was dancing there. She's a very top government official, and the vice president, Constantino Chiwenga, was also dancing, and everyone else in that room was also dancing. Isn't it lovely, marvelous?
Yes, apo tanga tiri kuona muimbi anga ari iye pachitiko changa chiri kuitika ku Bulawayo Arts Festival. Apo vakawanikwa vachiimba, tikaona makurukota emuhurumende uyezve nemutungamiri wenyika vachitamba vari pachitiko ichochi cheBulawayo Arts Festival.
Yes, so we also saw many people that were at the event actually showing signs of happiness and all those kind of things. And Ezra Chisaspanda spoke with the city mayor, Solomon Mukuni, culture permanent secretary, Dr. Thokozile Chitepo, arts council director, Nicholas Moyo, Bulawayo Arts Festival convener, Simon Mambazo Piri, and Josh Minyapimbi, of Nembe Trust. So let's hear what they were saying about this event.
This is a national program. It has been scaled up.
Very well. We, as a ministry, we are absolutely pleased. The best part of this Bulawayo Arts Festival is the collaboration between the local authority, between the artists, between the different organizations, and that just makes you feel that everybody is a part of it. And then the winner is the people of Bulawayo, the tourism, the economy, the artists themselves, and so all of us are winners, and it boosts the image of the country. So we are all winners, and we are very happy.
Thank you very much. It looks like it's going to continue again next year.
Every year, government has committed.
Yes. This man, we give credit to him. He worked very hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
He worked very hard with his organization and building the partnership to ensure that the local authorities get involved on board on with culture and governance. Mm. And we hope that, and we are most pleased that the Minister of Local Government played a big role so that he can also assist in sending the message out that local authorities have a very important role in ensuring the promotion of culture. Thank you
very much. Thank you very much.
I think kade kubuhle kutshengisa umsebenzi oyenziweyo esibona lapha i-output ye-lot of work that has been put by abantu bakobulawayo. I-creative team yakobulawayo always they outdo themselves. A setup, sound, i-art yangkone kade kubona. And the general management of the function. I think we Sibonga Bulawayo Arts Festival, Nama partners are City Council, the artistic director, creative directors, and the artists, I think, throughout the day, Sibonile, local was just keeping 7 days throughout the day.
Right.
And I mean, I say Bulawayo.
Amen. So we are continuing local and next year we are going to call up and be in general, but that's what policy is going to be. Which director of National Arts Council, what will you call us? We are going to be director of the whole thing. We are going to be director of the whole thing. We are going to be director of the whole thing. We are going to be director of the whole thing.
Kuzamekile Chisa, okufunakalayo kubona uBulawayo abambane ngendlela abambene ngayo. Labaze emchichimba bama-arts, sitshile abakhokheli ingqoka ngendlela esibatshile ngayo. Nxa kukuthi abasikhokhelayo babone into ezenzakalayo, kufanele bananzele ukubana i-indastri yama-arts isiredi ukuthi ivuleke, ngoba laba abantwana babona esitejini labantu bonke abasenza bayalamba. Kufanele u-COVID yalubona kodwa nathi njengecommerce and industry, I think so kufanele nathi sisebenze within the framework and protocol. Bulawayo uredi, umhlaba uredi, abanye sebevula thina siyelelele.
UDr Sitepu kubuke kakhulu la bengikhuluma la kwi-interview bathabe kakhulu ukuthi into lezilenhle bathi ukuthi uphamisa uBulawayo phamisa le Zimbabwe. So into le isegazini vele.
I think it's good. But I go to the Coco. I don't know how to do Coco. We are taught these ways of life from a young age. You start it for everything. And even when you're Mali, dry, jobless, corrupt, they can call it whatever they want to call this country. Into Zinja, the process of the energy of life. Because we are all in a culture of Into Zinja.
Also,
I'm standing about our cocaine and one of our bonnie.
It shows that a lot of work has been put into it, and we like to assure all those who identify with Bulawayo and are proud of its arts, culture and heritage that next year it will even be bigger than what we have experienced this year.
So marvelous, we heard from the mayor of Bulawayo, that is Mr. Solomon Mukuni. Then we had Nicholas Moyo, the director of the National Arts Council. Ezra Chisa also spoke to Simon Mambazo Piri. He's one big artist, you know, based in Bulawayo, and is the convener of the Bulawayo Arts Festival. And then we had Dr. Thokozile Chitepo. She's the daughter of Victoria Chitepo, the late nationalist. And then she is the permanent secretary of the Minister of Culture. And then we had John Josh Nyapimbi of Nimbe Trust. So these guys are saying it's a very good event and it's bound to promote a lot of tourism and all those kind of things.
Namea weguta rebula wayo wa Solomon Muguni wakata urashakare na Kausha Permanent Secretary Dr. Tokozile Chitepo, Arts Council Director wa Nicholas Moyo nebula wayo Arts Festival wakaronga chitwe itiwa Simon Mambazo Piri wakata urashakare na Joshi Nyapimbi we Nimbe Trust ndivamo vangawaripa watingati occasion iyoi. Saka ndo zvatanga tiri kunzwa apo vachitaura ivo kuti chiitiko chakadai chinobatsira kuitira kuti nyika izowanawo vanoshanya vanobva kunze kwenyika uyezve varimowo muZimbabwe imomo vanoitawo zvemitambo vachiwanikwawo vachionekerwa zvavari kuita. Saka ndo zvatanga tiri kunzwa apo mutori wedu wenhau achitaura nevamwe vanyarikani vanga vari pachiitiko ichi cheBulawayo Arts Festival.
Kunjalo ke siyabona kuti kula vantu vanenge vakati vekuluma lo Ezra Jesus Banda. Ukuluma ngakho konke konoko ke owe uma artist performer khona ngale uBulawayo Arts Festival lokuthi kumele kwenziweni ngomnyaka ozayo babona ngazani kuyabe kumcimbi ozaphumelela umcimbi ozaba umuhle sesimelele ukuthi abantu sibaceleyo ukuthi babuye lapha bangena kuhlelo. And one of our guests is in right now, marvelous, and that is Mr. Regis Charumbira. He's based in Canada and you know his party is ZANU-PF, obviously. So, as usual, he's always happy to grace this kind of discussion. So, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Sister Marvelous and Brother Gibbs, thank you for welcoming me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, yeah, so you are seeing here, you know, the president was in Bulawayo. He was talking about arts, you know, like artists need to be promoted and there's need to even erect statues like the statue of Lozi K, which is being, you know, promoted. And then we know there was a statue of Buyanehanda that was erected in Harare and all these kind of cultural things. So he says, at the end of the day, this promotes tourism. So there you are. What's your take on all this?
Thank you, Brother Gibbs. I think our president, when he assumed the presidency, he was pushing on the women agenda. He was pushing for equal representation of women and men. I think for so long in our history, we see that women have been always behind. Women have been taken as subjects, just taking care of children, and on the front rows, on the front political rows, is always men. Even in the war, it was always men. But when we look back in the day, we see that there are prominent women who took part and who made big changes in the liberation of our people. Even since about the 1880s, we see that Lobengula's favorite wife, Lozi K, she played a part during that time. So I think the president is just trying to continue uplifting women who have been silenced, women, those who have left, who were heroes, but they've never been recognized. He did not want to just only end up with Mbeanehanda. He wanted also to continue because we know that the Ndebele uprising started long way back with Zilikazi, left it to his son, Molo Bengula, and we know all those that played role. As you know, you remember the battle that was fought in, I think it was fought in Binga. Is it Binga or in Wange, somewhere there in Matabeleland, when Alan Wilson was defeated. And that was the beginning of showing signs of freedom to our revolutionary comrades. Back then, it was the Ndebele, the Shona uprising, fighting the colonial powers. Thank you.
Marvelous.
I want to get the impulse. Wakwa muri ku vacharumbira kuti zvakakosha sei kuti munyika munge muine zvivakwa zvatiri kuona zvirikuitwa pari zvino. Nekuti vamwe vari kuti kodai mari iri kuitwa zvivakwa yatorwa yagadzirisa zvipatara nezvimwewo hazvisimo muzvipatara. Zvikwanisiro.
Right. Zvirikuitika ndozvokuti dzimwe mari idzi kwadzinenge dzichibva totasangana kuti mbiyani under stage 2 yakava kwane mauto eZimbabwe. Zimbabwe Defense Force yakaona because tichitarisa vakarwa varwire hondo vakatorawo mari dzakabva muhomwe dzavo dzavanenge vachiita outsource dzisinei negovernment. Vakakwanisa kuti vaitewo partner negovernment vaone our heroes who departed after leaving a mark into our history. Definitely we know that there is a lot that need to be done in our country. But as you know, that all these things were supposed to be done many years ago, but they have not been done. So, and we know that the president has a portfolio. He has, in his briefcase, there are assignments that he is supposed to accomplish one by one. And we will get there. I think so far the achievements that we see on the ground is quite immense. And for the statues, I'm sure we cannot continue to just be doing the roads and all that and all other things. We also need to attract tourism. We know people go to Matopos to just watch the grave of Sisu John Rhodes and all his men there. But what about our own people? We know that Lobengula used to live in Matopos and his wife Lozikei. So why can't we also erect a statue for our for the biggest queen we had in the history of our country? So as you know, Lozikei was more prominent and more senior than Mbeki. So I think we need to have statues of our own. If you go to UK, you see statues of Winston Churchill, and if you go to United States, statues of Abraham Lincoln. Why not our own revolutionary comrades? So I know the president is going to get there. Things are, I think, as far as hospitals are concerned, those that actually can give you good report. If you look at Mpilo Hospital, I saw it by myself. I also donated some stuff there. The hospital is looking better as far as the hospital itself, apart from the fire that the president already assured that he is going to restore that dormitory where our nurses are living. So I think things are coming up. Even if you look at the Harare Hospital, I didn't go there, but I have people who went there. I've seen pictures. There was very perfect renovations that are being done there. So I think our government is doing whatever in their capacity to revive the infrastructure and the economy of our country little by little, day by day. I think we just need to be patient with the government, but I think they are doing the best they can. If you look looking back 10, 20 years ago, we did not have all what we have right now. We are not seeing a lot of things that we see right now. I know, for example, in Matabeleland, the Gwai River is almost done. The bridge is done. The river is done. So the problem of water, it is going to be quenched. So I think there's a lot that is happening, and I think it would be good. Of course, we need even civil society, we need even the opposition to continue to point out where they see a lack. Because for the government to do better, they need somebody or another organization to be pointing out where the things are missing. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you can just say briefly in Shona.
Yeah, just a few minutes. Just a few minutes.
Ndoranga kutenda kuti yes, president vedu vari kutraya kuita zvinhu zvese zvakanga zvisingakwanisikitwa munyika medu. Chota saka chasa development yakayavakauya vachiita pa tenya yavo. Tikatarisa even mama hospital, ndakaenda kumpilo hospital ini ndikatosiyawo ndadonetawo zvimwe zvandakadoneta ikoko. Ndakaona kuti Mpilo Hospital yasiyana nezvayanga yakaita a year ago. Iko zvino unopindawo muhospital uchinyatsa kufara uchitoona hospital yakachena. Ma furniture irikiswa new one, ma beds ema patients arikiswa ma new one. Ndakanzwa the same ku Harare Hospital. Hospital irikitwa ma renovations akanaka. Zvinhu zviri kuchinja little by little. Saka tinotenda kuti president varikuitawo zvavari kukwanisa ne availability ema funds anenge aripo mu government. Zvikuru sei tataka affected nenyaya yema sanctions, but iko zvino takukwanisa kushanda regardless nenyaya yema sanctions iwawo aripo. Saka ndiri kuti ini kuita statue dzimwe dzichaitiwa hazvikonesi kuti mahospitals edu mishonga yedu irambe ichikwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa mumahospital. As we are talking now, president imwe consignment vaccine iri kutouya muZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vedu vanofanira kuva patient, because vaccine iyo ndiyanga yapera but imwe consignment iri kutouya e vaccine saka tiri kuona kuti government iri kuita zvairi zvairi kukwanisa nepa inogona napo kuti upenyu hwevanhu huvanduruke muZimbabwe. Ndatenda.
Thank you very much. Now let's bring in Mr. Busani Mbusontini on these issues concerning statues and all these kind of things. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir. No, very fine. So tell us a bit about what you think about these kind of arts festivals vis-a-vis, you know, the issue of statues. Because we hear the government is planning to promote the statue of Queen Lozikeyi. But there are some people that are complaining, complaining bitterly, saying, no, you should have started with Zilikazi going down instead of starting with Queen Lozikeyi. Go ahead, sir.
I think the issue of statues, I think it's a good thing for our history. But where we tend to differ is how these things are done. And, you know, today is there like a framework to say we're going to start with Zilikazi, we go to Lord Bengula, then we go to Lozikeyi, we go to Mbuyanehada. I think that's where issues are. A lot of things are done through the political lens. A lot of these things are done because our politicians have a motive. Because how can you recognize Lozikeyi before you recognize Lord Bengula? To me, that just baffles my mind. But I think in terms of the statues, it is very important for them to be there so that we can keep our history. And in addition to statues, I think, you know, these things need to be written in books as well. But what is important to me personally is the timing and the priorities that we put in these things. When you look at our country, Zimbabwe, right now, there's a lot of things that are not going well. I hear my friend from ZANU talking about how Mpilo Hospital is top class or is better than what it was 20 years ago. We know people that go to Mpilo trying to get treatment today. They cannot get any treatment. So I'm not sure which Mpilo Hospital he's talking about, but we'll leave that for another day. But to me, I think timing is the most important thing. There are many other top priority things that need to be done before we talk about these many statues. But I think even if we talk about statues, let's have something in the open. Have all the stakeholders, involved in saying which statue should be put where. Our government should not be the one just doing this on their own. I think that's what I have. But in terms of like the arts festival that happened in Bulawayo, I think it was a good thing. But we know there was COVID, so I don't know how much attendance they got. So, but it was a good thing, and hopefully they'll keep doing it every year going forward.
Yes, we really understand you. So, hold on there. What's the Kubaba Ukwabalanda Mate? Nkululeko Mate, ngena kona. Mate, we are sizwa baba. Nkululeko ngena kona. Mbona wazani ke ifoni yakhe ibanjwe umjibila. Singasuka hambe njani. Sibize ubaba uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ngena kuhlelo baba.
Yebo, siyabingelela Sister Marvelous no Butter Dogs.
Yebo baba. Yeah, so masikhangeleke khonoko kwezi-statue leBulawayo Festival. Ukubona njani konke lokho?
Mbona ngani mina isibantu nje thina abantu bamnyama kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sikhumbule amasiko ethu. Mbona ngani it's a blessing seeing abantu bamnyama especially from my motherland Zimbabwe, abantu coming together to celebrate viphakamisa amagama endlovukazi efana nendlovukazi ugogo Lozikeyi. Into enhle kakhulu yona leyo ukuthi bayiphakamise ngoba ungananzelela thina abantu bamnyama kakhulu yikho la sidabuka khona imvelo yethu ilapho because remember Baba Dube khona manje now historically abantu bamnyama we were not refer to ourselves as coming from tribes but from a clan. A clan will mean, for instance, I'll put an example with Mutwa today. People, majority of people, they will think Mutwa is a person. While it's a clan, a clan is compared compare with one of other clients, maybe we told you Emma Tebellin, for instance, goes by Makalang, Amanda Bell, and Amashona included. So, my coming together, Blawai, Napana, we have to say, like, one character of Bamba, Baban Domia, Yunting Kulu, Bamba, Baban Domia, so Nami, Paramsella, San Langi, Intense Kulu, who knows K, Magasukunis, and I, Tamala, whether it's going to cost money or whatever it is, but into important, you get up Yavan. Balegile kono mbona ngani qhatekile ene abantu bathi mabajabulele ukuthi uNkulunkulu asinikezelizwe elakithi labantu bamnyama iwe into enhle kakhulu leyo babathi.
Yes, sawuza kakhulu sicela uvale ibutton yakho siye ku Marvelous. We also have Mr. Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Gipsy, and how are you to your viewers?
We are really good, and you?
I'm fine. And how are you, Sister Marvelous?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm enjoying Zimbabwe. It's quite cold, but sunny at times, yeah.
Oh, you're in Zimbabwe this time?
Yes, I'm back home, yes.
Oh, wow. So tell us a little bit about what are you seeing in terms of COVID-19 comparing to when you're in the UK?
To be honest, I have not come across anyone who suffered from COVID, problems. And I'm now aware, yesterday I was in Gwanda, the other day I was in Kai, the other day I was in Kazi. So I have not come across a case involving COVID as of yet. I must say that Zimbabwe seemed to be in control. And I want to say that the huge difference between Europe and Zimbabwe and Africa in particular in terms of the COVID as a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Then when we talk about, events like the Bulawayo Arts Festival and statues and all these things, because we understand that the government wants the country to actually erect the statue of Queen Lozi K. What's your view on these statues?
It is quite a significant move from the government, position, really, because, look, we are Africans and we are black people, and we must accept the significance of those who were once among us, who have contributed immensely to our communities. I am aware that the statue that was erected Mbuyane and aware that there are moves to erect the statue for Umama Ulos K. And I believe that those are welcome moves, and it should not be the worshiping statues, but we are.
I think your network is cutting. Your network is cutting off. You just shift to a position maybe where we can actually have some clearer reception. In the meantime, let's go to Charumbira. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Vandimbande, tinogara kutaura navo vari kuBritain, saka ndavabvunza nditini kwakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko reCOVID-19. Vakati ivo parizvino havasati vasangana nemunhu akawanikwa iye achibatwa nedenda iro riri pavashanya kuZimbabwe. Vazodzoka zvakare vachitaura pamusoro pezvivakwa vachiti ivo zvakakosha kuti zvivakwa izvi zviitwe kuitira kuti vamwe vemangwana vazowanikwawo vachiziva zvakaitika mune yatingati iya history. Saka ndozvavanga vari kutaura regai timbonzwa kuna vacharumbira. Saka vacharumbira tombootarisawo zvimwe zvivakwa zvamataura imi kuti zvindange zviri kuiswa munyika. Mungazi here kuti zvimwe ndezvipi?
Zvandinoziva ndezvekuti I think kana muchitaura zita rokuti Mbuyane Handa, hatigoni kuritaura tisingatauri partner yavo kana kuti vamwe vavo vanonzi Sekuru Kagui. Munhu wese anoziva Mbuyane Handa anoziva kuti kwangoti Mbuyane Handa ototi naSekuru Kagui. But tiri kuona kuti Sekuru Kagui statue yavo haisati yadi, haisati yaiswa. Tiri kuona isi pa airport yedu yokuZimbabwe yekuHarare. Vamugabe varipo pa statue. Vakato commission a statue yavo vasati vafa. Saka tiri kuona kuti president vedu varikuti nokuti nyika yedu even kamukatarisa iyo ZANU PF yacho kuti yakavakwa sei. Yakavakwa nema zipura nema zanla. Saka tiriona kuti kune there is always going to be the Shonas and then the Ndebeles in the politics of our country because we are all children of the same of one person. I myself, my great grandfather was a brother to Mzilikas, but we moved to Mashingo way back. So you can see that we cannot separate the issue between the Shonas and the Ndebeles in Zimbabwe. So when whatever we do in Mashonaland or in Mashingo province, that we have to do the same in Matabeleland, regardless. And this is what the president had commissioned, that he is going to be making sure that whatever he does, it does benefit Zimbabweans, especially between Matabeleland and the rest of Zimbabwe. Matabeleland has been always left out. So now we see that our queen, our biggest queen, Lozikas, is going to be erected, a statue is going to be erected. The statue of Lobengula is going to come. The statue of Mzilikazi is going to come. The statue of Sekuru Kaguvi is going to come. There are many statues that are going to come in almost every province. I heard that there are statues for Sekuru Tangwena that are going to come in the future. They are going to be placed in Manikaland there. So you would see that wherever you go in our country, you would see statues all over every important park, every important mountain where wars were fought, there is going to be a statue. So we start somewhere as we go down. So I think, to be honest with you, what I think, zvandinofunga ndo zvokuti president vedu zvavari kuita, zvinhu zvokuti kune dzimwe nyika taichongozvishuviravo, kuti ukaenda kunyika yakati unoona kune statue ikoko, ukaenda kunyika yakati unoona kune statue ikoko. Imi munoti zvakanaka here kuti isu toita statue ya Sisi John Rhodes, kuCongo vanoita statue ya King Leopold, vanhu ava ndo vakakonzera genocide to our people, but tinoramba tine mastatues avo munyika medu. Now ndozvino zvimwe zvikonzero zvakataugwa nemasvikiro akataura muZimbabwe, kana mukasaerectwa mastatues evakakuudzai kuti fambai makadai, ita sezvizvi kuti muhwine hondo yechimurenga, hamufi makaita prosperity in that country. Saka tiri kuona kuti president vedu munhu anotevedzera chivanhu. I think ndiri ipapo, let me say this. Zimbabwe is the most traditional country in the world. If you look at the history of our country, it is all formulated from our forefathers. It is formulated from the spirit mediums. And now I know we are worshipping God. We've been always worshipping God in a different way, but the same God. And that's the same God who helped us to achieve independence. So now, if we don't honor those that were directing our soldiers to move, even if you look at Joshua Mkabu Kongomo, Father Zimbabwe, he used to move with a cane in his hand. Did anyone ask him what was in that? Where did he get that cane? Why was he always having it? It is because that was something that was directing him on the path to independence. And we did achieve our independence. And now we need to return to our heritages. We need to return to our traditions and our cultures for our country and people to have prosperity. So I think now the door to prosperity has been opened. We as Zimbabweans, as citizens, let's rally behind the government. Let's not talk about the party. Let's rally behind the government, because they are now directing us to where we were supposed to be directed many years ago. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and stay there on the line. We are coming back to you. And maybe we can take a two-minute break and see exactly what is happening in Bulawayo there, where there are several artists performing. Some are even singing about King Lobengula. Some are singing about Queen Lozike and other kings and queens. So there you are. Let's listen to this piece.
Oh yeah, it's in there. sing together. Oh yeah.
We thank Ezra Chizaspanda for this kind of production. You know, he was right there in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo, where everything was taking place yesterday. And we saw the president actually addressing people there at the festival. This is a very big festival, marvelous. Abantu bazigidela, bazikholisela, bayenza konke nje okani kuthiyena. Ye, kunjalo marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kugungano reBulawayo Arts Festival apo taona mutungamiri wenyika nevamwe vachiwanikwa ivo vachitamba pachiitiko ichi. Taona vaimbi vanga varipo vari kuratidzawo unyanzvi hwavo, tikaona vamwe vanoita zvepoetry neprose vachiwanikwawo vachiratidza unyanzvi hwavo. Asi zvanga zviri kunyatsoratidza kuti vakarongeka vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachiita gungano iri. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, so Masantini, I think you have been following the Bulawayo Arts Festival and some of these festivals, and they appear to be very rich in culture. And what do you think maybe is the way forward going into the future in terms of, you know, crafting some of these statues, one, and secondly, promoting the arts in English and the Bele?
How are you, Mr. Duba? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In my opinion, I think arts should play a big role in society. You know, arts does preserve our cultures. And, you know, when it comes to things like statues, I think, you know, we have to definitely make sure that we involve a certain, should I say, many stakeholders. And the artists definitely are one of the groups that should be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to go to the chiefs, Izinduna, and, you know, the government. And, you know, the regular people, me and you, can also take part. Especially when you look at, you know, our country right now, financially, we're not doing well. So, you know, when it comes to things like statues, some people may question the timing of such things, as, you know, the living are not having a good life right now. Should we take care of the living first before we start doing the statues? So maybe the private sector or any other sponsors, people can help.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I organize a group, and we say we want to, you know, install Lobdengula statue. Working with the government, working with the chiefs, working with the community, I think we should be allowed to do such things. We should not wait for the government to do these things for us, especially when you know that the government, most of the time, politics may influence certain decisions. I think these things should be left to our communities. It should be left to the, you know, the custodians of our cultures,
mm-hmm.
to say, do we need to name a certain street Laws K? Do we need to name a certain street Law Bengula or Mzilikazi? I think those things should be left to the custodians of our cultures. And the artists, they are definitely advocates for our culture. We should promote the artists. As we talk right now, these artists that were out there within the Bulawayo Festival,
mm-hmm.
most of them, they are poor, you know. So we need to really take care of the artists to make sure that they can work full time, promote our culture locally and abroad. And then we have to look at our war veterans. We may be putting all these statues. I know Mbuyane understated was like 2.5 million rands.
Mm-hmm.
But we have like war veterans that living in poverty. So I think sometimes let's look at the living first, and hopefully after we address the issues of healthcare, the economy, and many other things, and all these other ills that are facing our community, then we can start thinking about statues. But when it comes to the statues, like I said earlier on, there should be a framework. It should not be like an ad hoc thing that, oh, today, so and so feels like we need to erect this statue versus this one. There should be a framework where people are actually working with the custodians of our culture to say, in the next 10 years, we want to do ABCD, and the parliament should approve those projects.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you very much. And before maybe we bring Mr. Charumbira Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, uyamuzwa lapho uthini uyakhuluma. Ungathi ngakhonke akukhuluma.
Yes, Mr. Dube, it's a sweet lyrics to see and hear our people in Bulawayo singing and praising Lord and advocating for unity and peace is very important. And to me, those statues are necessary and important, but there are two statues that I think that are causing controversy in our country, and I think those two statues must go. Number one, this statue of Mugabe, I'll give my reasons as well. The statue of Robert Mugabe, I think it's not necessary in our country and has to go. And then the statue of that man in Matopo, Cecil Rhodes, it has to go. Because if you look at Robert Mugabe, he failed to unite and to bring peace and unity in our country. So now people are trying to bring back the people that had people at heart, people like Buyanianda and Lobengula and his missus. These people, they united people, but all their efforts were destroyed by the white men called Rhodes and these people in Mugabe. So I think those two statues must go. But as black people, everything that we do as black people has always been spiritual. Moving forward, as people, Funigas Hamdi, number one, Dobalele, spiritually, they are the people who are giving us guidance. In Mali, and other things, they can follow, but we need to have values. Meaning, we need to be proud of our land, and we need to be proud of our people that made who we are. So, Mina, is trying to rectify our mistakes. So, Mina, it is very necessary to have those statues, but it has to be done in Lela, we know them. These people are we know the significance here. They are necessary and they are important. So moving forward, I think those people have to be recognized. Ulanjwa noma kusuthwa ezweni like it's about thing alabo bani.
Yes, Marvelous, continue with the Charumbira.
Vacharumbira, mnoona seja, taurwa, na emie vanyarikani wedi vachangufa, kufano kutivaru kutivo, ko vanu vapenyu, vadiva mbutanga varivo, varu kupiwa, varu remekezo, tisatuta remekeza vanu vakashaya.
All right, ndote nda, on that one. I think pana mkoma vachango bakutaura vanga vachitaura statue ya Robert Mugabe neya Cecil John Rhodes ndotangana ipapo. I think vana mudala wetu Robert Mugabe, he is now resting in peace. So I think he did what he did, my brother, and he didn't do what he couldn't do, and I disagreed with him in a lot of ways. I agreed with him in other things, but he's just umdala wedu, like Joshua Ngomo and others. So we just don't have to worry about that. That statue is not paying, the government is not paying money for that statue to be where it is. So I think it's better to just, don't worry about that. For Cecil John Rhodes, I think it's ideal to leave it there because it's good for our history. Our children will learn and know that this country was once colonized by an agent who was sent by the Queen of Queen Victoria of England, and also the British people and the other settlers who are now in the West, who also come and visit our country to see that. So I think whenever I go to Matopos, I see a lot of white people from Europe and all that. They come there to see that, and they are paying a lot of money. They are adding to our tourism, and I think we are now using that to make money. So we need, the tourism sector is benefiting a lot from that, and also even the statue of Robert Mugabe, people can travel from our other provinces to Harare, people travel from other provinces of Bulawayo to just go and take pictures with umdala wedu umthabo kongomo a statue. So it's okay, we are where we are. It's better for us to move forward than to destroy whatever is there. It's actually benefiting our nation. There's another speaker who spoke before the last speaker, who was speaking about the citizens being consulted to erect statues and all that. I think I've never seen a country where citizens are actually allowed or given a priority to things like that. I've seen, that's why we have city council. That's why we have MPs. That's why we have the parliament. Those people, when we have views, we go to those people, and we don't agree with something, we go to those people. But those people, they do represent us. Even sometimes they make decisions before they even speak to us, because they've been elected to do that. That's the leeway they have. So I know the president is, if you looked at the function of erecting the statue of Mbeane in Harare, I'm sure all of you saw chiefs were doing their tradition. And you should ask yourself, why is that there were no chiefs from Matabeleland? Why is that there were no chiefs from Manicaland and other provinces? It is because they took chiefs that were from the clan of Mbeane Handa to do their rituals, to do their traditions there. So you there is the answer, that the president or the government is working with the chiefs whenever things of culture are concerned. In Matabeleland right now, there is a lot of chiefs that are being consulted. And I've been told that some of the chiefs, or most of the chiefs, the consensus is that the chiefs wanted Lord Queen to be erected, a statue to be erected, because they went to the president and said, Mbeane Handa, we have been erected a statue. We also want also to recognize our queen in Matabeleland. So me, I'm like someone who comes from the chieftainship family. I know most of the things that are happening in most of our chiefs in Zimbabwe. And this is the information that I was given. So what I know is the demands that are coming from our people, the demands that are coming from our MPs, our councils, and our chiefs, those demands is what the president uses to formalize whatever is formalizing. Could be now the arts, for the arts festival. He was invited as an invited guest. But you see that Matabeleland, people in Bulawayo, they constituted that, they made sure that we have this function, we are going to prepare this function, and we are going to invite His Excellency to come and grace this function. And he did not refuse. So I think what I'm trying to say here is, we as citizens of our country, I think we might not have an experience with the president who we have now. We are trying to make him look like the one who was there before, who was not able to meet people freely.
And before you get there, Mr. Charumbira, let's get Mr. Ntini to react to what you are saying. We are remaining with just Mr. Ntini, chip in there.
Yes, I think Mr. Charumbira is cherry picking. I did not only say citizens. I talked about the chiefs. I talked about all the stakeholders. So when he talks about MPs and the councillors, who do they represent? They represent the citizens. So sometimes there has to be some consultations between the MPs, the councillors, with the community in general. That's where I am coming from when I say more people need to be consulted. And also there should be, like I said, a framework where we talk long-term goals. Not that because today RGM is in power, he's going to pick which, stage should be, put out there. And then Honorable E.D. comes in, he does the same thing. The next president does the same thing. As a community, as Zimbabweans, we should all, have a framework to say within the next 10, 20 years, we need to recognize these people. And I think consultation is most important. Whether you're consulting through the MPs or through the councillors, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Busan Musotini. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF, Mr. Busan Musotini, who is an independent political and social commentator, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is also a political and social commentator. Signing off and wishing you a good weekend. This is Kip Stube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.